Now, are you at that stage in life where you're beginning to look at aged care options? Unfortunately, living in some parts of regional South Australia means you have limited access to a facility, let alone a vacant bed. But in some good news for the York Peninsula, the Ardrossan Seaview Residential Aged Care Facility has been acquired by aged care provider Warrala and have plans to improve and, of course, expand. Rob Veitch is the CEO of Warrala. Good morning.
G'day, Tom. How are you going?
Doing well, thank you. Can you tell me a bit about the company and its origins?
Yeah, so Warrala consists of four sites at the moment. We've got Ardrossan Seaview just come online the last 4 weeks, which has been very good. Then Balaclava Mill Court, Gilbert Valley at Riverton, and then Hamley Bridge, and we've got 160 beds for aged care there now. And then we also have 69 independent living units, and we're not too far away from starting to get into home care packages as well, which we see as sort of rounding out the whole aged care 101, or the relationship that starts with people when they're, you know, as early as in their late 50s or 60s.
Yeah, something that we are seeing a lot more discussion about and a lot more, want and need for. In terms of the capacity for the facility there at Ardrossan, what are the plans?
Yeah, so it's 33 bed at the moment, and we plan to increase that to a 40 bed facility. We can't say a lot about what amount of money we're getting yet, because we have to wait for an agreement to be signed with the federal government. But we've been assured we'll be getting some funding there, which is really good. And our motto, Heart of Country Care, will continue that through. And I think the best thing I found just seeing residents there when I'm there is they've said, we haven't felt any change, and that's what we want. We want them to feel it's exactly the same at the moment for them in their home.
And in terms of something that they might feel at least a little bit of a change, what are the plans in terms of, do you need to, you know, renovate spaces or upgrade the existing facility?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, the previous board were very good at looking at the options for the old hospital. Give you an example, it's got a lot of salt damp and asbestos, and I think they even got a quote for just to remove the salt damp, and it was $800,000. So it's a bit like these old buildings that are money pits. We certainly plan to tell the stories of the locals there, and, you know, maybe in a photo book, and keep that, even though the actual hospital itself will be going. And then there'll be 16 new beds, rooms associated with that, as well as the en-suites. It'll look like we go up to 49 initially, but we'll keep operating at 33 beds and then go up to the 40 by the time the end of the project, when the old hospital is removed and a new car park goes on that side.
In terms of, you know, it being a former hospital space, you mentioned, you know, some concerning elements there in terms of asbestos and salt damp. But, are there good bones? Are there things that make it, more useful as a space, as a care space, given its previous use?
We did look at that pretty thoroughly. Our board was very, very diligent in looking at that with a due diligence process. But it really has quite a different feel. Aged care facilities these days are more about as comfortable as they can be, and not to have a hospital feel to them. So it was probably going to be too difficult to try and retrofit and do that, rather than come up with something that's new and contemporary and fits with what we all expect in our standard of living these days.
Rob Veitch is with me, CEO of Warrala. We're speaking about the expansion to Ardrossan Residential Aged Care Facility. So, broadly speaking, as a regional aged care provider, you were speaking there before about home care packages. What is demand looking like in country SA? Are you seeing it rapidly increasing?
There's a very high demand. A lot of people have been assessed and certainly have their packages approved, but they just can't source a provider, whether that be gardening, cooking, cleaning, clinical services. So we believe that's going to be something that will start off a little bit slower for us. A lot of people will be happy with their current provider, those that do have packages. But some of those providers are not local. They have local employees, but they come from out of the region. So there's a real need, I think, in the lower north and upper York Peninsula for that. So we see that's an opportunity to move into as well. We have staff available for more shifts, but we don't have enough hours for them that way, so they'd like to move in some to that as well. So we're not too far away from a coordinator being appointed and kicking off in 2026.
And does, you know, do you see the aged care sector as needing more support in the regions?
I do. It's heavily subsidised by the federal government. We rely on subsidies, and it wouldn't be able to be done without that. I think the federal government know that as well. So with us being a community run, not for profit, and we have a very good board, very strategic, and keep looking ahead at things that we need to do. It'll continue to be done that way. I don't think you'll see government move into that, but you know, a lot of our costs, our sort of big three that we talk about, are we need to make sure we get our subsidies based on the care level needed for residents. Labour can be up to 75%, 80% cost for us, and then we obviously have to keep occupancy as high as we can to keep above float.
And finally, in terms of, you know, we've been speaking about the extra capacity there in Ardrossan, are you looking to continue to expand? Is that something that is on the cards in the coming years, given the increase in demand?
We're always sort of juggling between consolidation and then making sure our base is right and not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but then at the same time, open to other opportunities where economies of scale can kick in, where, you know, we don't have to duplicate as much on administration. We still need the same number of staff to meet the 24/7 requirement for care staff and registered nurses, but we find that works quite well. And as I said, got a very good board. The board has representatives now across all the four areas that we service, and I think if we continue with that kind of formula, it will continue to be a good service for our local communities.
Well, Rob, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Cheers.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Rob. Thanks very much. Rob Veach there, CEO of Wallara, there speaking to me. It's coming up to 16 minutes to 8 o'clock on your Friday morning.